Compensation for motorists affected by bad gas, and Senate passes amendments to National Insurance Act. You're tuned in to House Matters. Welcome and thanks for joining us. I'm Athalia Reynolds-Baker. The government has begun discussions with petroleum marketing companies and other players within the industry regarding compensation for motorists who were affected by contaminated gas last year. This was disclosed by Minister of Science, Energy and Technology, Dr. Andrew Wheatley, in a statement to the House of Representatives on October 25. Dr. Wheatley says while the final report on the contaminated petroleum faulted no particular entity or individual, the government supports the position of compensation.
The results of the analysis came back inconclusive as to the cause of the contaminant and also to lay blame with any particular party. But I must add though that the Consumer Affairs Commission was a part of the PTRC, and one of the recommendations coming out of this particular deliberation was for compensation.
The figure calculated by the Consumer Affairs Commission was $60 million. In the meantime, Dr. Wheatley says several recommendations have been made by the Petroleum Trade Reform Committee, appointed in January of this year. The committee was established to investigate reports of substandard petrol in the local market.
The committee was further mandated to make recommendations with respect to the protection of the integrity of the petroleum trade, optimum maintenance of standards, new protocols, legislative amendments, and the adequacy of penalties for offences under the Petroleum Quality Control Act and regulations.
The final report of the committee, submitted to Cabinet on May 5, 2016, offered numerous recommendations which call for legislative and non-legislative measures. It also called for the re-establishment of a petroleum inspectorate as a department under the Ministry of Science, Energy and Technology to regulate, oversee and monitor the petroleum sector. Leader of opposition business in the House, Philip Polwell, says the opposition supports compensation for those persons who suffered under the circumstance.
Mr. Speaker, these recommendations are recommendations that we fully support. And I believe that they will enable a far better system than we now have it. And so I commend the government and to hope that it will be effected, promulgated speedily.
And the Senate on Friday, October 21, passed amendments to the National Insurance Act during its sitting at Gordon House. The bill, which was unanimously passed without further revisions, follows the House of Representatives' approval of the amendments in September. This now enables the government to administer timely adjustments of National Insurance Scheme NIS benefits for pensioners and other beneficiaries. A recent evaluation proposed that the NIS structure be reviewed every 3 years, down from the 5 years as stipulated by law. Under the regime, effective evaluation and analysis will be conducted frequently to ascertain the NIS's fiscal state. Leader of government business in the upper house, Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith, who piloted the bill, said the NIS was an important part of Jamaica's social safety net and assured that weaknesses identified in its structure would be corrected.
Shortening the review period will ensure closer monitoring of the fund, enable assessment of the effectiveness of the reform measures as they are undertaken, provide a better opportunity to identify the need for intervention and thereby facilitate the implementation of timely interventions, and provide greater transparency and accountability.
Opposition Senator Floyd Morris, in support of the bill, says the NIS was among several key institutions established since independence in 1962 that have served Jamaica well. The NIS, which is governed under the National Insurance Act, is administered as a contributory scheme. It is financed by the National Insurance Fund and provides several benefits. These include financial protection to contributors and their families against loss of income arising from injury on the job, incapacity, retirement, and the death of the insured. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time for what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.